or little, just little tomatoes.
Are quarter tomatoes round or are they long?
Well, now they're kind of oblong a little about it, but they've got a little tiny tomato.
Uh-huh.
About like a marble.
Yeah.
A neighbor brought me some, a little girl did. And they were the best things I ever ate, but they wasn't bigger than the average little marble.
Huh.
And I just washed them and ate them whole, of course.
Uh-huh.
And, but the porter tomato is the average small tomato.
Okay. What do you call little young skinny onions that you pull and eat, whether small, whether still skinny? What do you call it kind of onion?
Fresh onions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you, when you plant those, they're called shallots.
Oh, okay. Is that a word that you all used to use?
No, it's common every day. It's been used everywhere.
Okay.
It has to be a set out thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Instead of planting seed, you get these little shallot onions, you know, and set them out and plant them. And then they grow and shed that off, I guess, and they'll get to be little, about this big, and you pull them up green and eat them. Yeah, and then first thing you know, they're big ones, you know, if you leave them that long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of potatoes did y'all used to have? Did y'all used to grow?
We had the white and the red potatoes.
What are the red ones like?
Well, they were the first potatoes that we ever had. I can remember when the white ones came on, they had propagated them or, you know, bred them up or whatever they did. And white potatoes, well, they looked plumb sick.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the funny part about the red ones, they're always round,
more or less. Yeah.
But you know, the white ones will be oblong to start with sometimes.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. You know, those red ones, though, they're white in the middle, though, aren't they?
Right. Oh, yes, yes. Just that red skin on there, you scrape it off.
Yeah.
You don't peel them.
I think they're sweeter. I think they're better than the other kind.
I like them better.
Me too. Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of potatoes that have kind of yellowish-orange meat?
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. Did y'all grow those?
Oh, yes.
Well,
you see, now they're grown on vines.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
You didn't?
Huh.
Well, you plant them in a row and you set out just a vine.
Uh-huh.
Just a long, stringy vine. And you put them, though, where you get that vine, you put them in a hotbed.
Oh.
Dig a hotbed and you put them in there in sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then first thing you know, you'll have a vine shoot up all over there. Well, you dig that vine out of there and pull it out and break it off, and there's no roots to it.
Uh-huh.
And all you got to do is come along with a stick and dig a hole and put it in there and dig another one, stick it down in there. And it'll take root and start growing. And then it'll lap in rows. You plant them this far apart.
Uh-huh.
And first thing you know, they've lapped from both rows, you know.
Just grow everywhere like watermelons.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Right, just exactly.
Did you ever grow those little hot things that they're red on the outside and white on the inside and you use them in salads?
Peppers.
No, not like pepper, but they're more like a little root. Sort of like an onion, except they're red on the outside. what do you call those things?
I don't know.
Besides them, use them in salads, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. You said beans. What all kinds of beans did y'all raise?
Oh, gracious. Used to not be very many kinds of beans, but
yeah.
They got all kinds now.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get the stringless green pod.
Yeah.
Used to every bean, you had to string them on each side of the bean.
Oh.
Break this end and then break that end. And